Today's Mishnah in Masechet Pe'ah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud. Now here, right smack bang, in the middle of the fourth Perek, because of the transition. Remember, we've had a very nice transition to discuss various dinim that went beyond Pe'ah, which we were talking about Hekdesh Nochri and so on. So we talked about Leket and Shikra as well. We move on now in the parak to discuss the actual focus, the dinim on leket, because that's the next thing in the row that the pasuk discusses. After the pa'atzadecha, it goes on to talk about leket kitzir chalo to laket. And therefore, that's our next piece, which is also included in the overall chiyuv of le'aniva lageret hazovotam, which means that these three matonais, pe'a, leket, and shikha, you don't give. And we talked about that yesterday. You picked up something to give it to an ani. You have to give it to the first person that you meet. You have no right to give to anybody. It needs to be collected. Now, we did talk about various takanas to make sure people wouldn't hurt each other or they wouldn't get hurt in certain places. We do ask the Bialim to collect, but the norm is on all of the matonais that it's up to the ani to collect it. So now, our next matana is leket. And leket are things that have basically fallen during the process of the actual katsira. They fall to the ground. And you are not allowed to pick them up. You have to leave them for the aniyim. But the question is, what type of harvest are we talking about where we would not expect things to fall to the ground? So, I mean, lots of people think that the harvest is, you know, just swinging your way through, in which case everything falls to the ground. I mean, what would that mean? But that's not the way that a harvest is done. And actually, we were talking in Chulin about the nature of the imago katsir. And we realize that what we have over here is, it unfortunately reminds us of Arabs, which is a shame, and reminds us of communists, which is a shame. But in any event, we've got ourselves a kli, which is a semicircle with a handle. The inner side, remember when we were talking about Ilka Shchita? So the inner side has got some extremely bent over indentations, that is like much more than a saw. It's indented towards the inside. So what you would do is you would grab some of the standing wheat and then run the inside. You would give a very strong motion of cutting and ripping. And while you were holding, so then if something would fall out of your hands, it would be something that you had attempted to actually cut and weren't holding tightly enough. That would be something that falls in the course of the katsira. If, let's say, on the way to do that, the outside had hit something and would have cut it, that is not what we're talking about. It would need to have been part of the cutting. Now, there's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, whether does that mean it needs to be both held by your hands and incorporated in the actual semicircle of your actual magal, or does it need to be only one or the other? If it falls from your hands, but was never included in the actual area of the magal, and it instead was cut by the edge of the magal on its way, where it ripped through it, but not in the normal manner, you hit it from the other side or from the back edge, then is that considered to be also a leket, or does leket mean the whole shebang? It was in your hands and you had also attempted to cut it and you had gotten it included within the body of the inside of the magal. That is a machlokas. And it's actually ends up being what appears to be a machlokas rishonim as well. Although there are some who read the Rambam in a different way, but we'll talk about it as we go along. So the Mishnah begins with a simple definition. A zeru leket. What do we mean with the mitzvah of leket that have to be left for the aniyim? Hanosher b'sha'at kitzira. If at the time that you're cutting it, something falls to the ground, then, and it doesn't mean a lot either, it means something. We're going to see it's only one or two that fall. Once we have three in one place, then that's not considered to be a leket. This is something in which individual stocks fall. So hanosher just falls out. It's a nosher during the time of the ketzira, then that needs to be left. Haya kotzer. Now let's say that the guy was in the process of the ketzira, and he was katsar melo yado, and either he actually had done the ketzira of his full hand, or talash melo kumtso. Now here, we've got another issue which we didn't yet discuss, and that is tlisha, because there are certainly some things that were also picked, and that's the leket ketzircha, and then what we mean is however that would normally be milukat would include things that would actually not be cut. They would be picked. So whatever those things are, those are also held in your hand. And in the event that as you were doing that, you did your ketzira and you're holding this whole thing, or you're doing your talisha and you also held it in your hands, and you actually bumped into a thorn that you had collected, not realizing, collected in your hand, and you're hit by a thorn, you ouch, and you drop it, and it drops onto the ground. That is yours. That is not considered to be leket ketzircha, because it's not coming as part of your ketzir, it's coming as an external influence that made it fall. And so because of that, let's say you got hit by something, you got stung by something, you didn't realize you had collected a bee or whatever, all of those things are not part of the lakita, and it's not considered to be a therefore falling from your hands because of the lakita. This is the way that it seems to Dover Parshat from the Yerushalmi, and it's the way that just about everybody holds is the meaning. There are some, I have to tell you, I myself don't believe it, but anyway, there are some hutaina that the Raiva did not understand it that way, and he didn't think that it means that something else, the part about, even though it says Beferish, he quotes, the part of the quotes is not important. The part of the meaning of it is, according to the Raiva, haya kotzer. And katsar melo yado. So the Ravid says that that means that if he already had done the ketzira, and then it fell out of his hands, and it didn't fall out of his hands as a result of the pressure of the ketzira, then why would it be leket? It's only leket ketzircha. But once it falls out of your hands after the act of the ketzira, then it's not leket. So they understand that the Ravid means that this Mishnah is only mentioning a kotz agav, which doesn't make sense. The Pashtus is that the Ravid is adding, and he's saying there's two separate things. In the event either that there was a kotz, so it was something else that influenced, or it dropped out of your hands after you had already done the act of the ketzira, that is not considered to be leket. That's what I believe the meaning would be, even according to Ravid, in which case nobody would hold that if an external event forces you to drop something startles you for a moment to drop something, that would be considered to be leket. So if he quotes, it continues to belong to him. Now, but if it falls out, so again, this is the way the Ravid understands it, that we're talking about after, as opposed to the kotz, as opposed to rather the toch, and or the kotz. That seems to be the Dover Pasha. So it would have to be that you did it normally. And when it's talking about even the idea of being talash melo kumtso, that means something that is normally picked through tlisha and is not picked by cutting. It can't be referring to fruit, by the way, which you would think is what you normally pick, because there is no din of leket at all on trees, and therefore it can't be referring to that. So maybe it's referring to potatoes, you know, or onions or whatever, but things that you would be picking up from the ground. And if you pick it up in an unusual way, so then it would not be considered to be the leket kitzircha. That's the way that the Gemara in Chulin that we're going to have later is going to explain is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and that's the way everybody paskins except for the Gra. So actually the Pas HaShulchan says that the Gra paskin not like Rabbi Yossi, and he holds that we go according to the Shita that say that even if normally it would be cut and you actually pulled, it would still be chayiv in leket. Okay, but that's like the only Shita that I know of that holds such a thing. So tocha yad, anything that is inside of the yad, tocha magal, is all given to the aniyim. And as I said before, there's a machlokas about whether that means it has to be both tocha yad and tocha magal, or whether either tocha yad or tocha magal would be sufficient. If it's achar hayad, or, and, again, depending on that machlokas, which is a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, so if it's achar hayad, the achar hamagal goes to the balabayat. So let's say you did not swing in the correct way, and you hit some things on the way out, or you were too wide of a swing, you cut some things with the edges, those things would not be included if they fell down, because it's not really toch hamagal. Unless you hold like the shita, but if it was held by your hand, it would actually be included anyway, even though it wasn't in toch hamagal, as I said. So if it's in the rosh hayad and the rosh hamagal, then Rabbi Shmuel Omer, even so, it goes to the aniyim. And Rabbi Akiva says, if it's achar hayad v'achar hamagal, again, the question of, does it mean either or? It goes to the balabayit, because it's not really considered to be part of the normal way of doing your ketzira. Halacha is Rabbi Akiva. Okay. We'll move on, Bezrat Hashem. So we've started today, Dinim of Leket. Make sure you come along with a lot of ant spray for tomorrow.